You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It is indeed time for another Worry Week here on The Wire, and we're learning about cultural appropriation. Fashion Nova, an American fashion company, recently released a geisha-inspired costume, an assembly of their version of a kimono, sash, and hair sticks. Originally, they spelt geisha incorrectly, and some reports say it was first being labelled as a, quote, sexy geisha costume. We are now joined by the University of Auckland senior Japanese lecturer Rumi Sakamoto. Welcome, Rumi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
So to start, this costume is just one of many. And I wonder, how does it feel for you personally when Japanese history and culture is objectified as a commodity and portrayed incorrectly?
Well, I don't think there's much problem because there's nothing, it's nothing new, right? Madonna has done it and Katy Perry has done it. And last year, Curly Cross, photographer for Vogue, got into trouble for using the image of the geisha and so on. But, you know, the cultural appropriation is usually about adopting elements of one culture into another when there is a clear power relations between the center and merging. So for me, this comes across as a form of cosplay. You know, it's a bit silly. It is a bit orientalistic, but it's not racist. And we have to remember that today's Americans don't see Japan as an exotic other anymore. Their neighbors, their friends, and it really doesn't come across as a cultural appropriation that is problematic. It's different if they are using Native American costume. There's much clearer power relations and the history of the Native American massacre by the American white Americans.
However, it is probably kind of safe to assume that a lot of the people buying Fashion Nova's costume might not even really know what a geisha is. Do you kind of want to explain what facet of Japanese history is being?
The geisha?
Yeah.
Well, they're not prostitutes, but they were the high-end female entertainer during the Edo period. And they were more an artist, I guess, than the prostitute. And there is a bit of misunderstanding there.
Yeah. And an American student activist identified that problem herself. She said that she felt the costume was insensitive because it fed hypersexualization of Asian women. Do you agree with that?
I don't. I really think it's a costume. It is a bit silly, but it doesn't necessarily lead to the sexualization of Oriental women. I think we have come a long way.
Okay. The Japanese Auckland meeting, which is a club at our university, they told me that they think that it was inappropriate for the company to sexualize their traditional roots that was significant to them. And they said that the fact that it was a non-Asian person modeling the outfit, they said that was a bad attempt at interculturalism.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if people mind, then they do mind. And for example, if Japanese Americans are actually feeling offended by then I think it will make problematic. And it depends on the, for example, the intention of the wearer too. You know, if there is a racist intention and tries to use this costume in order to portray Asian Americans or Japanese American in specific way, then obviously that will become more of a problem. But I don't think there's anything intrinsically wrong about the costume.
Okay. And you are a lecturer of Asian studies, is that correct?
Yeah, in Japanese.
So I wondered, your students have grown up, you know, under 21st century commercialism, as you were saying, which I guess some people would argue has given rise to a lot of new forms of appropriation. So do you know, for your students, is this a key concern of theirs?
Not that I'm aware of. You mean the Japanese students?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, people who worry about cultural appropriation of this time is non-Japanese. By and large, for example, last year when the Vogue image got into trouble and the photographer actually had to apologize on Twitter, right? The majority of the Japanese people responded, we don't understand what's wrong with this. This is a form of the art expression. There was no reason for her to apologize and so on. Whereas in places like from the US, there were much harsher criticisms.
Mm. Fashion Nova in particular, who made the costume, they're an American company, and New Zealanders, you know, we don't get into Halloween as much as Americans do, but do you think that this is, it's something that's worth here in New Zealand stopping and having a conversation about?
If people want to, yeah, sure, but we probably have other things here, which, you know, if there's a misappropriation of the Maori culture here, for example, I think that's what people should be caring more about. Sometimes it's easy to make fuss about something that doesn't have direct link to, you know, who you are.
Sure. Rumi, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Worry Week on The Wire.
You're on 95BFM and it is 26 minutes past 12. We'll be right up back after this. Here's No Name with Self.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.